This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A day before some neighborhoods officially reopened to business, people are already trickling back into New Orleans. That is creating challenges for the police and security forces. Authorities have pledged to keep a tight security cordon around the neighborhoods that are off-limits, but that's turning out to be easier said than done. NPR's Martin Costi reports from New Orleans.
This city is a virtual ghost town, and Mayor Ray Nagin sees a silver lining in that.
As far as security is concerned, this city, for the first time that anyone can probably imagine, is drug-free and violence-free.
The streets of New Orleans are undoubtedly safer than they've ever been. But even an evacuated New Orleans is not perfectly crime-free or drug-free.
In one case in our sector, there were two small meth labs that were starting literally out of dishpans.
Arnold Strong is a major with the Oregon National Guard, which is patrolling much of the city, backing up the New Orleans Police Department. He says the Guard has found evidence of a small criminal underworld hanging on in supposedly empty neighborhoods.
There's some ongoing criminal activity. I don't want to bias, you know, the story by saying that this is huge and it's all over, but those are the stories that come out in our evening report.
In areas that are still flooded, the National Guard patrols the streets in boats piloted by Fish and Wildlife agents. As one of the boats putters down Robert E. Lee Boulevard, Oregon Guardsman Mike Caldwell scans the houses.
Can we get over to that one right there, ma'am? The gray two-story Tudor?
Lakeview is one of the few upscale neighborhoods that was flooded, and although the houses themselves are no longer habitable, many of them still contain valuables, especially on the second floors. Caldwell, who works as a police officer in private life, tries to discern the difference between storm damage and forced entry.
I see how the windows are all completely broken out on that one or raised. That one there, I have to go in and take a look and see.
The boat nudges up to the front porch, and Caldwell jumps out gingerly and peers into the house, his M16 at the ready. He decides the house has not been burgled, at least not since the flood, because there are no footprints in the thick mud that covers every surface. Caldwell spray paints a code on one of the windows to let other patrols know that the house has already been checked. He says as the water goes down, more and more people are coming into these neighborhoods, which forces the guard into a new role.
We are actually honorary Louisiana police officers with limited authority.
In theory, the guard is supposed to detain anyone who's here without a special permit, but in practice, things are looser. Caldwell says he relies on his cop's instinct.
You can tell, on the average, the ones that they're coming home to see their homes and then the ones that are coming to scope their homes. You know, you can see it in their face, the shock and the sadness and the devastation.
Caldwell says letting residents come in informally is a matter of compassion. But as more and more come in, it's getting more difficult for guardsmen and police to suss out who's here with good intentions.
Take anything you want, Charles.
In a section of Lakeview where the streets have just dried out, a homeowner has backed his car up to the garage, and he and two of his friends are salvaging clothes, wedding pictures, and other mementos. Technically, this area is still closed to the public, but the guardsmen nearby don't object. One of the friends, Hank Graham, says he doesn't think it'll be possible to keep some sections of the city closed while others are open.
There's so many cross streets and so many ways to get around that you can't really totally isolate certain neighborhoods. There's too many ways to kind of get around.
And the perimeter of the city itself is also springing some leaks. Last night at 10:30, I entered New Orleans from the causeway over Lake Pontchartrain, a major road into town. From the causeway, my unmarked car took Interstate 10 all the way into downtown, and it was never stopped or challenged. In fact, there wasn't a single checkpoint visible along the route. At a news conference in the city this morning, NPR tried to ask Lieutenant General Russell Honore, the local military commander, about the lack of checkpoints coming from the lake.
When you go into the district, you'll see that there are many checkpoints.
That's going to have to be the last question. We have to go.
Why is there no checkpoint there?
I mean, we have to go.
I can't explain that. I mean, that's something you might want to refer to the police. Was there a problem? Were you injured?
No.
Why are you worried about that?
Well, because people aren't allowed into the city. That's why I'm concerned.
Well, I mean,
thank you very much.
We have the control we need to get the job done. All of you are safe.
Downtown New Orleans is relatively safe right now, but it's already a huge challenge to make sure uninhabited portions of the city remain secure. Martin Costi, NPR News, New Orleans.